Zuckerberg's 6,500-word case for AI optimism, and the stress test it doesn't pass. Mark Zuckerberg published a 6,500-word essay rejecting AI doom predictions and calling for open AI development, simultaneously launching new models from Meta. The core economic argument drew on the standard history of general-purpose technologies. The printing press eliminated scribes but created publishing. The Industrial Revolution eliminated artisanal trades but created factory work and eventually service economies. Zuckerberg's bet is that AI follows this pattern, generating new employment categories rather than simply eliminating existing ones. His call for open development, publishing model weights and architectures, is simultaneously a philosophical position and a competitive strategy, since Meta's open-source approach has seeded developer ecosystems that create network effects proprietary competitors must overcome. The essay's implicit vulnerability is its timeline. Historical technology transitions that created jobs typically took decades to fully work through. The agricultural to industrial shift unfolded over the better part of a century, with substantial social disruption in between. If AI automation of cognitive work occurs over 5 to 15 years, rather than 50 to 100, the argument that new jobs will eventually emerge may prove correct in the long run, while being genuinely catastrophic in the medium term, for workers displaced faster than retraining can occur. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky, confirming the existence of a secret AI lab after Airbnb's stock hit a 4-year high on second quarter results, called AI the best thing to ever happen to the company, describing efficiency gains in customer service, pricing, and fraud detection, achievable with smaller headcounts. The workers building these efficiency tools experienced a different reality. BBC reporting found AI development employees were logging up to 90 hours per week, despite promises of AI-enabled, shorter work weeks, suggesting that productivity tools introduced into high-pressure employment environments often raise output expectations rather than reduce working time. The most consequential analytical stress test in the AI investment narrative concerns the Gartner finding that inference spending has overtaken model training, taken as confirmation that AI has entered a genuine production deployment phase. The skeptical version asks whether enterprise AI deployments currently described as production scale are generating revenue that actually justifies inference costs, or whether companies are paying for AI compute at volumes that don't yet correspond to measurable productivity gains. The UBS analysis that Google Cloud's projected 2027 revenue may depend on two unprofitable AI startups points toward the softer demand scenario. The specific indicator to watch, enterprise AI renewal rates on contracts signed in late 2024 and early 2025. If renewals come in significantly below initial commitments, say below 70%, that is the signal that enterprise demand is being revised downward. The next two quarters of major cloud earnings calls will address that question directly.